What's up, everybody?
What's up? I'm Queen Ro.
And tonight we have a very special guest. A very, very special guest. Unique Angel.
Yes.
She's very unique. She's beautiful, y'all.
She's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Y'all.
Her voice is amazing. She's amazing.
Amazing energy. Like she walked in just blazing amazing energy.
Blazing
today.
Amazing.
Like,
just
I love
it.
Like
okay.
Amazing. Yeah,
I wanted to feel good, you guys. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, is there what do you have going on right now? Like, what's up in the world? What you doing right now?
What am I not doing right now is the thing. So, besides music, which that's all encompassing, you know, that has been a passion of mine since I was probably about 2 years old.
Okay.
That's when I started performing talent shows and things of that nature. So, right now, I'm trying to work on an EP.
Okay.
I've been trying to put together an EP for so long.
Okay.
So you guys, singers, songwriters, producers, engineers, I'm looking for y'all. So I can't do everything alone. I need some help. So
okay.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. Not
you
only that.
Up after show. You know,
right, 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 right.
I'm telling you, like I'm a collab person, so I love to collaborate with people, good energy, good vibes.
Be here.
Yes.
You
that's what I'm looking
you
for.
You love that word. Collaboration.
Besides that, I'm a mother, so I have my daughter in the building. She
is
17 years old. Money. She's a singer songwriter too, so
okay.
I'm trying
nice.
To show her the ropes. I work full time. I work for a property management company called Graystar, so they're number one right now. You've heard of Graystar, okay? So, and then my mom's moving down here tomorrow, so I have to pick her.
You know, tomorrow, mom's coming. Yes.
When do you have time? You need a 37-hour day these days, so that's what I have going on.
Well,
she's booked and busy, guys.
Booked and busy. We all like to be booked and busy.
Yes,
right.
yes.
All right. So when we,
let's just talk a little bit of, you know, fuckboy energy, I guess we'll say, because that's what I call it. So the situation is, everybody knows Yandy from, what show is it? I be forgetting all these shows, y'all, but y'all know Yandy. Thank you. The Love and Hip Hop song. I watched so much reality show,
right.
Y'all. My brain was on frozen. I didn't put on the wrong show.
It's not Candy.
No,
it's
right. Candy. Okay. Well, her husband was locked up and he went to prison, you guys know, for quite a long time. It seemed like the whole time that she's actually been on the show, in honesty. And it seems like she's raised the kids alone while he's been in there. And so now he's fresh out. And they had a conversation about, like, well, if the roles were reversed, she asked him, would he hold it down for her? And he was like, he don't really know. And I feel as though your answer should have been yes regardless. Because why would you say no? You already see what this woman, what she was willing to do.
Right.
Like, you left her with your kids. Now, on top of the kids that y'all had together, you left her with your kids too. Like, she was still co-parenting with your other baby mamas, like making things work for you. Really holding it down for you. Men, do y'all even understand the definition of holding
it
down?
Down.
Like, it's not about her just coming to see you.
Yeah.
It's not about her just putting money on your books. She literally was raising your kids, making sure your legacy was still good while you was locked up.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity to say you don't know? I'm offended. Because I feel like black women deserve so much more than just, I don't know. After, sir, I could have been married with somebody else, moving on in my life type of vibes. While you was in jail,
so he
chilling.
Said he didn't know.
He said he didn't know.
He said he didn't know. Well, damn, that's disappointing. Honestly, I've done that before. Like,
you done what before? Yeah.
It went that long. It went that long.
You holding it down.
But the situation made it felt like it was so much longer.
Oh, you mean you held it down before?
I held
it
down.
Yeah, I have too. That's why I'm like, I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
That's your whole wife.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't
they get married? Like, yeah. Already sentenced? Or what?
Yes.
I remember that.
That part. All of that.
I remember that.
Yeah. Like, it's just too much for me because I think about, like, okay, T.I. went to jail, Tiny held it down. The only male I could think about that really held it down is Papoose.
Right.
When Remy went to jail.
Yes. Yes.
And what I mean by that is he held the family down. Like, now if she was to ask him, would it be reversed? If the question would be asked to Remy, would you hold me down?
Remy, you gonna hold me down?
And she was like, nah, I'm out. Like, that would make me hurt inside because I looked at that like, that's what you're supposed to do when that's your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe y'all taking y'all vows a little lightly because that makes me second guess my marriage. Like, well, I rolled with this dude and he don't even know if he can do it for me.
That's right. I mean, I can agree with that. And it really makes you question where people's values are as far as monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
With my mother moving down here, she shipped a bunch of pictures and items. And I was actually married before to mm-hmm. my daughter's
okay.
father, you know. So I'm looking through these pictures, and had there not been the photo of it, it's like, did it even happen?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay,
you
go through these things, you try to make the commitment, you want the family dynamic.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, when you're put in these predicaments, what is the desire of the true person right now and these days? It doesn't seem like anybody wants monogamous soul situation with one individual. When you have social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, people just throwing their bodies out here and snapping shots and things like that, it makes it very hard to stay focused. So imagine, you know, if you have somebody that's in prison and you're holding it down, you're taking care of the family, and then they come out and they're like, well, I don't even know if I would do the same for you. That makes me second guess the whole entire situation.
Yeah.
The whole scenario.
It's unfortunate because otherwise, what is the commitment for? You know, if you can't give me the same level that I'm giving you, to me, relationships are an exchange of energy. The same thoughts, the same feelings, the same emotions, you know? And if you are not like-minded on those vibes and frequencies, it's not going to work. You're wasting your time. And she, to me, with him saying that, it's like, okay, well, I done wasted all these years.
I'm telling you, men, if I was Yandy, I'm Yandy, I'm going to the court, I'm done. Like, that right there, I'm like, that would make me feel, the main thing that women need is security, or any person needs in their relationship is security. I don't feel secure with you anymore with you telling me that if some what happened to me, you don't know.
Right.
Like, you just don't know.
So, question.
You're not going to think about it?
Does it matter the deed, like, why they ended up in prison or whatever? Like,
that's the thing that should have been asked. It depends on what you go for or whatever. Like, at least show me that you're invested. But you said you don't know. I guess, let's say it was the same thing he did. Which was, I guess it was the everything, you know, he did everything. But I guess that's like, he don't know if he would ride, but I don't get that, like, why not? She just did all that to save the family or hold down the family, that's what y'all say y'all doing. So she just switched the reverse. The role just reversed when you went behind bars. She just stepped into the same position. So you telling me you wouldn't step up and raise your family? Or you just saying you was gonna go marry a new bitch?
But my thing is, like, I don't know if, what if he took hold it down as like, would I stay faithful to you?
That's what
instead of taking care of the kids or taking care of the household.
So
either way, it's still fucked up.
That's a good question. Do you get putty passes when your spouse go to jail? Like, is that an automatic thing?
I feel like, you know, to me, I'm not going to place my life on hold. Now, I may have love for you, and if when you come out, we can reconnect, because you can't freeze time.
Yeah.
You're going to have a time where you're going to grow apart from that individual, especially if they are absent. I mean,
yes,
that's just a given. So, you know, in essence, when they come out all these years later, you're not the same individual anymore. It's in my mind, you should have grown, you should have matured, you should have gone to the next level in your career. So when he comes out of jail, if it's been years, he's going to have to catch up to the level that you at, or vice versa.
This is so true.
You know what I mean?
This is so true.
Which is funny. It's funny you say that, because I heard this. Well, we talked about this on the Slow Burn in season one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said that, does like your occupation or whatever, would that depend on like if you would stay with him or not? Like it's basically like his occupation, like.
Are you a builder?
Are you a builder? Are you a Bob?
Shout out to Hemingway.
Shout out to Hemingway.
You know, I feel like it is exactly what you just said. You know, if I have elevated in my career path, if I have elevated, you know, with my children, they've grown. So they're not even going to have the same relationship when you come out. It's when he goes to jail, he's cut off from the outside world, per se, you know?
Yeah.
So he's going to have to reacclimate himself when he come back into this world. You cannot stop to wait for him, because you're going to surpass the level of maturity and intellect that he is. He's going to have to come out and find himself again. So in essence, why would you stop what you're doing? If you reconnect when he comes out, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I can't just stop what I'm doing and just sit there and freeze and hold it. I can't even have sexual relations when I want to. I can't come and, you know, pop off. And it's just not going to work. You know, my father, unfortunately, was in prison for 15 plus years. And he was in there for the majority of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
When he came out, technology was completely different. He got in the car and was fiddling with the buttons because he didn't know how to use those.
Yeah.
And cell phones now, you are disconnected from the world. So I don't think that that's okay to do.
Right.
And for him to come out and be the one, like, I don't know, it's like, okay, well, forget you, because I just did all this for nothing.
Yeah.
And but the point that I see, the bigger point that I see out of that is, baby girl, you can do it. You did it by yourself the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, empowerment to the women, because we be looking at everything as a downfall. You don't need him. And he clearly said that they were like, I don't know.
I don't need you neither, because I don't know. That's what he said.
But I appreciate you for being on the outside and holding me down all this time, because that's what I needed. And that's what anybody needs when they're can't be towards the world, be with their family. But I just think maybe it came out wrong. He didn't know how to say what he say, or
because I really felt like he meant to say, like most guys, like I really feel like he meant to say, like, I won't be faithful.
Yeah,
because to be real, like,
how long you talking?
How long are you talking? Yeah.
Now, okay, be honest with a man. Okay, how long? How long for real? Like, if we break up, is it gonna be like 2 days, a week? You know, in reality, just tell us for real. Like, how long?
Wait, what's
tomorrow?
Right. Like, how long you gonna wait before you do with somebody else?
Okay, no, like sexually or just
Sexually. I think it's an hour.
It depends. Because
I'm a maximum security person. And they tell you, the judge tells you when they're sending people in there that I'm breaking your relationship up. Like when you go through these doors, they lock that, your relationships are broken up. So like, you know, and again, this was maximum security. So you're talking 5, 10, 25, you know, like football numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you start thinking about that, it's like a different expectation. So, and he was, Mandisi was looking at what was it, 8 to 10 years?
Yeah.
That's not that, you know, that's a long time. Like,
that's a long time.
So,
you, that is long.
Exactly. And so that changes, that changes that, I don't know.
But
because, but hold on. We don't, everything you just, all the expectation that you're talking about, she did, she might have held the family down. You don't know what kind of relationship they
but I don't,
that's
but
true.
That's fine.
No.
We're not talking, I personally am not talking about the openness of
but you
being
don't know
with
what
another
they
person.
Were talking
so
about.
That's, is that, I know what she was talking about,
you just
but
told
I don't
you,
know how
you just told her to divorce
responded.
Her.
Off of what me,
yeah,
off
right.
of me, I would have, because I know what I'm asking him. Shawty, if I'm going to jail for 7 to 10 years, I need you to replicate what the hell I just did. If I'm being faithful, your ass is being faithful. If I'm holding down the house, you're doing that. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what she asked him. Nobody, I don't think a wife, honestly, women, because we know a lot more and we're very knowledgeable and we know how many.
Y'all know what's up.
We're not gonna be like, yeah, we expect you to not get up while I'm in jail. Like, bro, I don't think that's real. Like, I don't, what he gonna become, y'all gonna become nuns? I mean, not nuns, what do you think, a monk?
Priest.
Oh, yes. No,
like, I don't priest. Think, I don't think, I mean, I really wanna know, I don't, like, maybe I should watch those shows, Locked Behind Bars and Couples. I'm like, do y'all get past it? Is that cheating? Yeah, like, what is it? Because you can't get to your partner. So, what do you do? Well,
that's not always true either, because sometimes you can't conjugal visits or
anything. Yeah. Okay. So is that allowed to everybody, or you just get special?
It depends on why you went to prison and what prison you're in.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So. That's right. Okay. So if you been good and you in the right place, you might get good.
I mean, but to answer your question, in that situation, it wasn't that long. So I mean, of course I was faithful. After we broke up, it was probably like a couple of days.
So what he's saying is, y'all gonna wait 2 days, and when my kids 2 days behind bars, I'm crying and I'm hungry
in
and
that
stuff.
Situation, y'all though, new swimming pool. Right. Well, in another set, because I've done it twice. In that situation, like, because most of the time I'll wait, you know, I'll just be by myself, to myself, because it's just, that's who I am.
Yeah.
But another situation I had, we weren't intimate at all. So literally, I think, sorry for watching. The day after we broke up,
you was on the popping.
Because it was like months without, like, you know, and I was like, you know, this is cool, this is nice, this is cute, but keep it moving, you know. So, yeah.
I would rather the truth be told and everybody just keep it 100 and that way you don't get your feelings hurt.
That's
it. But see, once we break up, what I do is none of your business. Exactly. And what you do is none of my business. Okay. So I don't expect you to come tell me what you do, because honestly, I don't care and I don't want to hear it. Just like you don't want to hear what I'm doing.
That's right.
Yeah. Hi, girl, summer.
It's on the way.
Yes,
I hear it coming. The weather's changing outside, you know. Shorts getting a little, skirts getting a little shorter. Right. Pants are turning into
Look, I see skirts. More and more people coming out with less and less clothes on, so you know it's about to be hot girl summer.
Shorts are now draws.
Right.
Hot girl summer is for all genders, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's just labeled hot girl summer.
That's what she
means. You're just taking over.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I've seen a lot of people walking around here already.
Already. It's ready. Where are you going?
Atlanta.
I ain't going nowhere but to the grocery store and back to the crib right now. Y'all know COVID's still out here. So.
COVID is still out here.
I mean, I guess the sun may kill it. And that's what they say.
The thing about it is that a lot of the times, the individuals who are having a hard time with COVID are those that are vitamin E and vitamin D deficient. Yep. But you know, you got to pay attention too, because they're constantly putting chemicals in the air. So, you know, it's 100% real, but you got to keep your body 100. You got to have the good nutrients, good energy, all that plays a part in your immune system. A lot of the people that are having trouble have weak immunity.
That's so true.
It is true. That's definitely true.
You have to build up your immune system.
You guys taking the vaccine?
I have not. My employer, we have testing every other week. Mm-hmm. So I've tested negative every time, and I've been out here through the whole pandemic, and I'm just keeping a good positive mindset and those positive vibes, and we've been okay, you know.
Nice.
We haven't dealt with it. Now I know some people who have, you know, and they've survived it. So to me, it's scary because the vaccine came so quickly, you know. Then you got people dropping dead. You have people who are having some adverse side effects. So I don't think I want that. I'm sorry.
Tired, laziness.
Yep.
Chills for 2-3 hours. Mm-hmm.
Blood clots.
Yes.
I don't know.
Kind of seized up a little bit.
Right.
It's scary. It's really scary.
You know, what are you putting in?
That makes you want to rethink.
That's what I want to know.
What are you injecting us with?
What?
Join us on my waking bake session.
Please join us. We will definitely go into that.
But so what are you gonna do for your hot girl summer? What do you plan on doing? What are your plans?
Actually, I haven't planned to do nothing. I'm just going to be spontaneous for summer. Wherever we going. Like, I really don't. Beach is the definite. I'm trying to beach it, hike it. We going to bar hop it out. We trying to do trips everywhere. Like, I just want to go anywhere. It's definitely want to go out of the country for the summer. Like, I'm really trying to do that.
I am trying to see some different melanin shades and stuff. Like make you make good different melanin shades. Yeah, you know, darker, a little lighter. You know, all y'all just melanin popping. I can see all of that. How about you? Well, come May 11th, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, so I'm getting started. Oh, you know, yeah, take a vacation. It's been way too long. You know, I am not going to live in fear. I'm going to be safe, but I'm going to be on somebody's beach in like two weeks. I can't take it no more.
Yeah,
yes, I agree with you.
Have you been locked up? Well, you said you've been out during the pandemic.
Yeah,
so.
You know, we're considered essential workers in property management. Yeah. So, the upper regionals, they got to work from home, and we were still frontline. Now, I work in a 55-plus community, so I'm around, like, elderly individuals.
So you have to be really careful.
Yeah, because they are very sensitive, you know. But even thus far, we've been very blessed to where, you know, one person, two people might have experienced it, but for the most part, you know, we've been okay.
Okay, so that's what it is.
I mean, for mine, you know, got a couple things on the list. Maybe like one or two trips.
Yes.
Got a conference I'm going to. I want to be on some beaches too. I literally like to go hiking almost every weekend. It's like a thing for me now, so I'll be doing that a lot.
Okay. You know, I can't stop.
No, I actually go to East Palisades in Sandy Springs, Indian Trail. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We had a little impromptu, you know, little shoot out there on, when was it?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. It's nice. Nice space. Well, Indian Trail.
Indian Trail.
Yeah. I'll see the address.
Yes, please. Thanks. Yeah. I love Sandy Springs.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It was.
It had a whole bamboo forest and everything. Yeah. Anybody, you got any hot girl summer?
Yeah, what's your hot girl summer plan?
I don't know if it's a hot girl summer, but I'm definitely heading to Aruba.
Okay, that's a hot girl summer. All the hot girl summers over there. Stop playing.
So,
how long are you gonna be in Aruba?
7 days.
Okay, that's a nice vacation. Yeah, that's a whole vacation. Yes,
I couldn't do the weekend situation. Gotta have at least a few days.
Look, anywhere out of the country, other than Hawaii, you have to go to 7 days. Well, Hawaii, you have to do 7 days too. Like everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
I agree. Why are you wasting your time?
It's like, why are you wasting your money? Yeah. You have so much to, you're going to be mad. Like, dang, I want to go do this and that. Now I got to go on this plane.
Just turn around and tell them what.
7 days. So, our toxic behavior women of the night, we love to talk about them. We love them.
Yes!
The Real Housewives of ATL.
Love y'all.
How we feeling about these people in the reunion? Because, you know, we had the reunion.
They just messy.
The first part.
Well, Andy is just shady. Messy.
Andy is hilarious. And he's doing his job. He's doing his job and he's doing it well.
I love him because he would bring it up with a smile. Like, The shade for me of the night was when with the husband.
When he asked about the phone, he was like, oh, so pick up the phone.
Call him right now. I'm not blocked anymore. Whatever. Because she, I don't know Kenya, but I pray for you, ma'am. Like, that's all I can say for her. Because I don't know if it's an act or if it's for real. Like, I say that all the time. But I'm like, if it's an act, kudos, girl. But if it's for real, you need to heal.
Like, if for real, you need to heal.
Like, we as women know better than what you choose to do because you know better because you're highly intelligent. But it's like, okay, I choose
and beautiful. To be how can you be so beautiful and so dark on the inside? Like, how?
I don't know. She knows she needs to heal because I don't talk about, well, I do talk about people healing because I've been that sister, so I could point it out. we need to heal some other issues. So it's okay. Like, that's some things that I had to learn myself. And I'm just like, when you do not have a connection with your mom, it does make you look at women a certain way, mm-hmm. or make you feel uncomfortable being in a space with loving women.
Right.
Like, because you'd be like, oh no, I don't trust her because she's loving me. But you don't know what the love feels like. So that's you're right. like, oh, I don't like this. So I'm just going to exit the building. Mm-hmm. But she'll be friend. Like, I know Cynthia is like the closest person to her because Cynthia is very genuine to everybody. And so is everybody else. But it's like with Kenya, once you cross her, she's done. She does not let you come back around. But that's only with women. With that's, the men,
with
the, she has no problem with just like getting herself hurt over and over and over and over. And over.
She'll give these excuses like, I just want, like, obviously, girl, this man doesn't want to be with you. And he wants his child. Like, he wants his child without you in the picture.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not realistic given their situation, but
that's never gonna happen.
It's like, just think about it. Sit there and think about it. Like, even Candy and Cynthia, they're like, I don't even know why you're still with this man. Like, why are you even fighting this fight? Like,
I think it's a look for her. Like, it's another failure. Like, well, a failure, I guess I could say. Like, well, dang, I put my all into this and it didn't work. And then for her to not have that foundation, it's kind of like, dang, my daughter doesn't have the family that I wanted her to have.
Yeah.
But y'all could still love her separately. Like, send her to her dad. But she's so afraid that Mark's not going to give her back.
Andy threw a good point when he was like, you know, giving Porsche the situation.
Oh, right. Great point.
Because that was the perfect. Same situation. It was the same situation. And you see how Porsche's handling it. Like, but I feel like he is too attached.
I think that, and also I think she's using it as like a manipulation point as well. Yeah. Like, okay, no, this is my baby, not yours, even though this is your kid. Because she always says that he doesn't come around. But I don't know. I can't really say. I don't know. I don't know her life, but I just feel like some people just be embellishing. Like, so the man don't know his daughter, but it seems like the daughter is very attached when he comes around. Because, you know, kids will tell you they don't know you. Like, but she's always with her dad, like, when he's around. So it's like,
because even, like, what you said, kids always tell you, like, with Homeboy, he did not want to be his dad at all.
That's real life, y'all.
It is real life.
Because
I had to.
How you
had
gonna
to go
come
the same
pick me up? I don't know you. Yeah. Who are you? Yeah. This is my daddy.
Yeah.
Who are you, sir?
I'm sorry,
and
I'm sorry.
All you can do is, as parents, I'm not gonna say hate yourself, but continue to do what you need to do as a parent. Mm-hmm. Because it's not the child's fault that they don't know who you are. They're just, you're a stranger. Literally, you are a stranger danger to them because you did not step up. And I'm happy that they use that same scenario with, like, Candy's daughter. Riley doesn't know that man.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm good on you, bro. You had your chances.
I just feel like she likes drama at this point. She likes the mess.
At this point, she definitely does.
And maybe she's like, this is going to give me a check. Maybe she's just playing it all out.
And I want to ask y'all, too, y'all's opinions on, like, reality TV, because it was rumored that Kenya manufactured a lot of situations for the camera, as in boyfriends or husband situations previously. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about reality TV and the fact that your whole existence is on display? Because could you imagine, you know, facing the world with your personal scenarios and the judgments that these people probably get?
Yeah.
And it is for a payment or a check. Do you consider that in a form like selling out a little bit? You know what I mean? There was an instance when I had first moved down here and I was at Twin Peaks, and there was a gentleman who knew, and he saw me and he's like, oh, you know, you look like you're going to be somebody. And he was like, you look like you would do good on reality TV. And literally he called up Rashida's husband. What is his name? On y'all know who I'm talking about. Kurt. Yeah, he called him up on FaceTime. And I spoke to Kurt and I asked him, I said, well, how is it being on a show? And he said, it's just a check. You know, and he said a lot of the situations are like manufactured or scripted. But is there a limit or a point in which y'all think it should, like, okay, that's enough?
That situation that him and Rashida had, that was scripted, Kurt. Was that scripted, Kurt?
That's
really your baby.
I mean,
because I thought it was fake the whole time. But then I'm like, was it his baby or was it not his baby?
Right,
like, but then I do be feeling like some things do be going. Because that to me was too far.
Yeah, how far are you going?
That to me was just, I don't want to put my marriage on display like that.
Right.
why do we always have to mess up the foundation of like, okay, my husband's stepping out on me and this is what we're doing, this blah blah blah. Like, that role carried on forever and ever and ever. But my thing is, if it's just for a check, why don't we throw in some different storylines? Right. Like, that's what I would love to see. If we're gonna mix things up, like, let's make it up, throw it on with the assholes. Like, y'all just be giving me the same. It's like Jerry Springer meets Maury. It's the same thing.
Jerry Springer's still on.
Shout out to Jerry Springer. So think about it.
If you know you're gonna get a fight, all you gotta do is say, "I'm not the daddy, that's the daddy," whatever the case may be. If and you got a fight and that works, even though it happens 5 times a week every day for the last 20 years, you keep, like, as long as people keep cutting the check, you keep doing it. And this goes back to that situation with Yandy and Mandisi, because it's the same thing. It's like, oh, all right, we know we're going to ask this question. It's a perfect tag headline. Everybody knows you've been in jail. If you say, if we put your loyalty in question, it makes a great headline. Everybody's talking about it. Podcasts are covering it. All kinds of, you know, memes and different things like that. It's great. Just cut the check.
Definitely. I do understand. I do understand. I don't know. Like, if someone's offering it to me, I probably would. But I just don't know, there's limits.
Right. If I, because most of these things are fabricated anyway, including, like, music and the music industry too, like a lot of beefs are fabricated. And they get checks like that, like literally almost every time somebody's profiting off of it from a song, or people are following them more and paying more attention to them.
This is true.
It's got to deal with this person, or they got to deal with this person. Like, it always happens. So it's really just a check at the end of the day. Like you said, like, I agree. Would I do it for a check? I mean, it depends. I feel like, yeah, there are limits, you know, like you said, like, I would have my limit to how much I would, you know, display to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Shamia said on Real Housewives, they do like a behind the scenes thing. I said, why she doesn't have a peach or whatever. And she's like, well, to have a peach, you have to show your whole life. And her husband is not open to them being on the show. So she just takes a piece of the show, well, a piece of the pie. And it's better to be on the show with the ladies. And she's okay with it. Like, at the end of the day, she's well off. Then she wants those wealthy African men, or he's from King.
And I don't think they get paid that much less than them when they make appearances on the show. It's probably like a band list.
So it's like, you can say what you want to do on the show, just like with, I guess, Marlo. Like, I'll come on a few episodes, but I don't really want to be invested. Yeah. Like, I don't need y'all following me around, doing what I'm cooking for them and stuff like that. Because I do think, like, Candy, like, most of Candy's following, they don't really show her kids and stuff and her spouse because Candy's working. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with other housewives, you will be all up in their business. Like, I don't, like, I guess Kenya, you all up in her business.
Yeah, as you, like, Drew had her situation, but we didn't know anything about what was going on. We didn't know they rekindled it. We didn't know where he went, what he was doing until literally the reunion. Because they didn't display their whole
life. And that's how I feel like it should be. Your personal life with your spouse should be private. Like, why do you think that it's comfortable to bring it to us? Because, like, I just told somebody to get a divorce. And I don't know these people, but that's what we do. Like, we're going to talk about our perception of things and give y'all our responses to it. Now, of course, I hope y'all don't listen to us and be like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do, because we're just watching y'all give us the entertainment. But it's like, why do we feel like that's the type of entertainment that we feed off of? Like, why do I try? Honestly, I don't really watch TV anymore. Like, I'll go back. If somebody say, oh, did you watch this? I'll go back and watch it. But I'm not like the reality person TV anymore, because it gives me cringes, because I'm like,
the only reality show I will watch now, I haven't caught up on Big Brother lately, because it's like a competition show.
Yeah.
It's like a reality competition. That
show's still coming out?
Yeah, it's still on. And The Circle on Netflix.
Oh, I like that show.
I cannot get into the first
episode. This is season two, and I was really invested because I was invested in two characters, Terrelisha and this beautiful black woman. Oh my God.
I'm gonna have to go watch this season one was the only one I remember. And that was with the white man and the black girl that married, right?
That was a show.
Yeah, that's the same show. It's called The Circle. That's the show when they're like in different
the social
rooms.
Media house. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, we'll talk about it. But no, yeah. So there was Tara Leisha, and then there was Kat, and express how I feel real quick. So y'all know I'm a bard. It sounds off the wall from the topic we were talking about, but it's not. So there was this player on the show. His name, I forgot his name. Courtney. His name was Courtney. He's also a bard. This is where I'm becoming different with barbs. he did not grab. Okay, so if you're in a game, wouldn't you gravitate towards people you mostly relate with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including your skin color?
Yeah.
Like, if you seen somebody black and you was like, oh, okay, they black, they smart, she's a rocket scientist, okay, cool. Let me, you know, navigate towards this black excellence. That's not what he did. He navigated towards everybody else and went against the black woman. Like, he was so adamant on getting them out the house. And wow. he said it was, you know, it was just the game or whatever. But I feel like subconsciously, you, like, draw yourself to people you're attracted to.
That's right.
Just subconsciously.
Yeah.
And I felt like he did that. And I felt some type of way about it. I honestly felt some type of way about it.
But that's how the, what you saying that? And now I was talking about the wrong show, y'all. Because I'm like, yeah, this is how that game go. You gotta, because I remember the last season, the black boy was pretending to be the girl.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's how you play. Like, he just wanted to make it fun. But for you, like, to put the man to go against the black girls and get them out, what was the point of that, sir? Like,
he was so adamant, and it was like, it was literally, he was always targeting them. Those were his
biggest
targets.
But wasn't him, did he play
targets.
Himself?
He did play as himself.
He did
play as himself.
Interesting.
That was very interesting, right? So that's my little tidbit on that. So.
Aww.
But yeah.
Stop coming for us. Leave us alone.
Right.
Yeah, this is
so,
a show.
We are going to do a little game.
Uh-oh.
You ready for the game?
Uh-oh, I'm ready.
All right, so we are going to give you three words.
Okay.
Three random words. And she has her instrumental here that she's gonna do. She's gonna come up with some lyrics off the top of her head, bless us with her creativity. And yeah. So the three words are going to be, we're gonna start with the one word, the slogan. It's three words, but it's a title, so we're gonna include it as one word.
Yeah.
So the slogan. bro.
Let's do a classy.
Classy?
Yeah.
Slow burn, classy. Slow burn, classy. Daughter, would you like to pick the third word? No? No? Okay.
Summer.
Think of anything?
Summer?
Summer? Okay.
The
slow summer.
Classy,
yeah.
Summer.
Slow burn,
those
classy,
are my three.
Summer.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Eyes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I forgot the third one.
I love the artists that we have come on the show. Like, they are so, you guys are so freaking creative.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Off the dome, though, like, it's just like.
You know, you gotta fall into the vibe and the flow of the instrumental, and then you can just do whatever. Definitely, you know, like that would be really amazing. You have a nice voice. I love it. It's a little smoky, I think. It's a little smoky. Yeah, I love the smoke. Okay, so what inspired you to become an artist?
Man, when I'm talking about Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Luther Vandross, oh. the OJs, the Whispers, I mean, back in the day is when music spoke to the soul. And in my opinion, music is meant to heal.
Yes.
There is a book that I got from, the gentleman's name is Hazrat Inayat Khan, I believe. And he talked about everything on this planet, this plane, being music. From the vibration of the water, from the rain to the water and the waves crashing. And, you know, everything has a beat to it, a heartbeat. You know, the drum pattern in the song, it just, it pounds to your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what it is for me. And I felt that since the second I was out here, you know, and conscious. Now, there's tidbits and pieces of when I was a baby, you know, I can remember. But consciously, 2 years old, and I can feel, you know, somebody speaking to me through their song, like a Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. There's certain individuals that are able to speak to those tones, and it reflects within your existence and your being. And that's why you cry when you hear the song, or that's why you feel some kind of way when you feel it. Or, you know, if you're listening to somebody else, you don't feel nothing, like the mumble, and they're not saying nothing. There's a difference there. So for me, artistry, musicians, creativity, singers, songwriters, they're possessing the gift to talk to the soul.
Yes.
And they're able to heal.
Yes.
And to me, that is the purpose. That's the goal. So even if I can reach one person, two people, three people, that satisfies me more than trying to be like mainstream and getting a deal, or, you know, being famous or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just want you to feel me. That's
yeah.
I just want you to feel what I'm saying.
I love what you've been saying about you connecting with the particular artist.
Yeah.
Now, what you're saying is healing. Mm-hmm. I have a quick question. Do you think that the frequency that the artist is on, of course, you're on that frequency, mm-hmm. so were they called to help you heal?
100%. You know, and it's unfortunate because when you tie in a lot of the things that go on in the industry, they're not able to be themselves.
Correct.
And I feel like it is very unfortunate. So when you watch those individuals, or say, for instance, Prince or Michael Jackson, who we watched rise and fall and were literally crucified here in a different way,
yep.
because the world picked them apart. But you got those paparazzi and those tabloids that feed into that because they sign their life away. You are now contractually obligated to a corporation, and they're the ones who have control. And so they can't do what they want to do. They're obligated to be the artists who the you know, industry wants them to be. You know, and that's why now you're seeing these artists in skirts and like Montero. I know you guys talked about that video and he twerking on the devil. And it is just like, okay, well, what's going on? You know, who are you doing this for?
Right.
You know, and I understand that this gentleman felt away because he said, everybody's talking about me like I'm going to hell, this is that. There's no judgment here. Everybody should be able to be themselves. Mm-hmm. But how far are you going to go to compromise your own soul, your own being here? Because there is an entity and a higher existence that you have to answer to. You know what I mean? So you just have to take those things into consideration. Like if you do sign deals and sign your life away, make sure you're not signing your whole essence and your livelihood. You never want anybody else to have control over you. Period, point blank. That's number one.
That's real.
Period.
That's real.
It is.
I have a question real quick too. Before you. So with that being said, you're not signed to anyone, right?
No.
Would you stay independent, or would you sign to someone?
I would sign if it was like an independent company, like a distribution deal or something to push the units, say, for instance, you know, but I'm not going to sign a deal to where I'm obligated to be, you know, in a contract for X amount of years, 5 years, and I'm due this many albums. And even when you do sign those contracts, there's a possibility that you will still be shelved when the next hottest thing comes along, but you're still obligated to that particular company. They own you. You are a slave. I don't know if y'all remember when Prince was walking around with slave on his face.
Yes.
And if you notice, when he finally received his masters back, what the hell happened? He turned up dead.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other topic right there. You know, yes, Michael Jackson.
I love him. Michael Jackson, because she touches the things, the Michael Jackson, the Prince, the
man.
Whitney Houston, all of it. You know, DMX currently.
And out of nowhere, he performing in the club. All of a sudden, all these artists, you know, him, Black Rob, who we saw today, all of a sudden. But you know what? They say there's a certain time limit or time frame that you have within this industry. And all of a sudden, everybody popping up, there and go. You know?
And then they put them back.
I'm telling you, it's something fishy with that. You know, you sign your life away and you don't know what you're obligating yourself to. There are demonic spirits and entities. And, you know, I've heard of rituals being done to the albums to push them. All kind of stuff that these folks, you know, have going on behind the scenes. So the one thing that you have to be aware of is how to understand a contract. You have to understand what you're reading. You can't just sign for $1 million because you don't know what it means to have that $1 million. It ain't even yours. That $1 million is going to go for your videos, for your promotion, for your clothing, for your makeup. So then you end up in debt to the industry, like Toni Braxton, like TLC. You know what I mean? So they weren't aware of the business aspect. So right now we're in a situation to where you have full opportunity to take advantage of your own career. I don't care who it is or what you do. The internet makes it so you can promote yourself. You know, I have a studio at home and I've been set up to where everything that can go on in a professional setting, I have at my house. Nice. So right now there's no excuses.
Right. You know what
I mean? There's no reason to have to sign your life away at this point. You know what I mean?
Y'all listen.
That's just my 2 cents. I don't know.
Listen, that's y'all. She didn't drop a whole bunch of jewels. I hope y'all are really especially
listening.
Our local artists who don't really know like this information. Yeah. That'll help them out. I'm telling you,
for sure.
What was your question?
The question was in regards to what she was saying about signing your life away.
And okay.
The previous segment we just talked about people doing that on reality TV, and it's the exact same thing. It's you know. Because whether it's a record label or it's Mona Scott, either way, you're signing, you're giving away access to you.
Right.
And how much is the check for 100% access?
Got it.
And that's that's really what.
So that's what you're selling your life.
I'm telling you.
The check that you're receiving.
Yeah, and speaking to what he just said, look at Tamar. You know, next thing we heard rumors of her about to commit suicide.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be so mentally exhausting to put yourself on display like that and how the world pick you apart at every twist and turn. You can't do nothing right. You can't do anything right in those situations, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, she had her relationship and it was said that Vince was a little abusive. You know, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. To me, that's going to drive me damn insane. I can't, I'm not going to do that.
It would.
I'm not going to do that. That's going to make you question your confidence, question who you are. You know, when you look in the mirror, who do you see? Because the world telling you who the hell you are. And who you should be. So, you know, you got to be careful.
You do. You really do.
Yeah.
That's some.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Snap.
Yes. She gave
she
a word.
She was poetry right there. That was poetry. So, what's something that comes easier to you than it would with most artists?
I think writing. You know, lyrics is something that has come to me because I write poetry. It started, and I'm going to tell you, if you are a writer and you have trouble, journaling is the key. Writing down your thoughts is the key. Expressing yourself, because there's something about when you write something down that makes it real. Mm-hmm. And then when you write it down, it becomes reality. And then you can put the cadence to it. And then you put the lyrics to it. You know, artists work from silence. Mm-hmm. And I respect artists so much because you work from absolutely dead silence. Okay? So you got to respect musicians, songwriters, singers, poets, whoever, rappers, everybody, because they work from nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, you know, the lyrics, the part where the rhyme comes, that's easy for me. And I just tap into that place of, you have to be emotionally open. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. You cannot be afraid of judgment. And I had to learn that. You know, I've been singing for a long time, but it is hard to bear your soul to people. Yeah. And that's what you have to do as an artist.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference when somebody is singing from their soul versus when somebody just, versus, you know, it's a difference. I'm going to feel it from my heart versus I'm going to sing song and whisper it. There's a difference.
It's true. Mm-hmm. This is true.
That's facts. That's all facts.
Yes, because every time, my soul.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about at the top of the show how relationships were energy, or an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. Everything that you guys talked about tonight has been about exchanging energy. Yeah. As we got towards the end, talking about trading your energy for currency.
Yeah. And Look at you dropping jewels on this show tonight. If y'all are not listening, we need y'all to rewatch. They just gave a whole word.
Say that again.
Please say it again.
What, changing your exchanging your energy for currency?
I never even put it like that.
But y'all, re-listen to what he said.
No, I heard. You heard what he said. Because earlier when I was, I was thinking. So
that's crazy. we gotta tap into that a little more.
So simple,
yes, because that got me.
But yeah, that's some true shit. Yeah. Like, I really like that. I appreciate that. So, with that being said, like, are there any artists that you would consider yourself working with now? Since you know all the ones that you.
Yeah, they're kind of passed on.
Yeah.
So like SZA and Jill Scott, you know, people that are able to tap into that ebb and that flow. Even rappers, not necessarily like your Nicki Minaj, but Cardi B. Like you can still feel her hurt on her tracks. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Whoever can just like fall into the music and be themselves, I would want to work with them. You know, I want to feel the energy when I'm collabing with people. So as long as they're free with themselves, I can work with them. You know, that's all it takes.
That's good.
I like that.
So, I did go deep. I'm saying, you're just giving me all the goods tonight. So, is there anywhere, like, as far as, like, a performance, like, name your perfect performance, like, your, you know, stage, lights,
well, I already know.
Backup singers, who open it for you, who you open it for, whatever. Like, what's your perfect envision of your production of a concert?
So, for me, I would like a more intimate audience. Mm-hmm. I would definitely like water flowing. You know, those tranquility fountains that they have. I want water flowing on the stage. I want the lights to be kind of LED. I love blue LED lights. With the blue LEDs would be the white billowing curtains.
Okay.
I want to set the tone like you on another planet, like outer space, something like that. You know, wind blowing. So I want candles going. I want to be barefoot on stage. The dancers will be my daughter and her friends because they dance. And I'm telling you, her voice is just as great as mine. She can write or whatever. So to me, that's passing the book.
Teach
the next generation how to do you're doing.
So. And it's great that she's passionate about it as well. And it's great to have that connection, you know, especially as a mother and a daughter. Like, that's something awesome.
I'm going to show y'all.
I'm telling you, she's just been learning and watching. Like, when she was a baby, I remember her harmonizing in the car at two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's already within her. Her dad is a musician.
Okay.
And she has that in her spirit.
Come through family.
So, you know, I leave the door open for her to be creative on her own time because she's shy.
She is. You're going to break out of that. You got too much,
looking at
she
her
got too much
right
in
now.
There.
She was me when I was 17.
She has too much going on inside. She's going to break you out.
She's going to bust out. I feel like she's ahead of where I was at age 17. And I tell her that all the time, just a little bit more confident, a little bit more sure of herself, a little bit more in tune with her style. And that's setting the tone for it.
Well, we might have to invite a daughter on the show.
We sure would.
Her friend too, Miss Julia. So I've had them, like I said, I have a little studio at home. I've been recording them, and they're comfortable with working the system. And that's my thing, teaching her what to do.
Listen,
we're going to have to
make
a trip to your studio.
Writing session.
Over my house. Y'all are welcome.
Okay. Let's do it.
I will put it in there. I love that.
Yeah.
So your name is so unique. Mm-hmm. You are a unique angel. So how did you come up with that name?
Okay. So Unique Angel Nelson is actually my government name.
That is her real name.
On my license, it reads Unique Angel Nelson. And my father named me that because he felt like I was going to be something within the industry.
Down to the accent.
And that's what distinguishes the name from the word.
Yeah.
And I mean, people call me Unique A, and I was like, no, or Unique A, because he put that on there. But
I get why, but I understood it.
Yeah, okay. So. That is my government name, and when I perform, I just put the EL and I make it capital, because L means Elohim or one of God. Okay. So that's what I consider myself.
Okay. What's something in life that you wish you did more of? And if there's anything you wish that you did less of?
I wish that I loved myself more. When I was growing up, I was the nerdy girl. I didn't have too many friends. I was shy, and I was looking for love. I know that I was. You know, with my dad being absent, like he's in my life now, but with him being absent, it just kind of put me on the search for love and acceptance and things like that. So, you know, I've had relationships that shouldn't necessarily have taken place. I accepted things that I probably shouldn't have. Tried to please when I probably should have been like, you know, if you, you know, I'm better than that. You know, so I do wish that I would have loved myself more. Moving forward, what I want to do more of is traveling. I want to do more of being free within who I am and being unapologetic about who I am. I've discovered who that is. I know my talents, and I'm not going to feel sorry for them. I'm not going to apologize for being gifted. I'm not going to dumb myself down because God bless me, you know, and I did that for so long because, you know, sometimes that makes other people uncomfortable if you are talented, you know, and it's not just even in music.
Oh,
if people got a talent,
it's like you're reading the energy.
You read the energy.
You just spoke a word just now because that is the truth.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly, like we've been going through things like that, you know, so it's like we're trying to
you gotta accept yourself and just live your life. I mean, if you spend your whole life trying to be accepted by everybody else, then you lose yourself. And I did for many years. You know, I was in a marriage very young. I had a responsibility very young, you know, so there was not a lot of time to figure out who I was. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was doing what I had to do. And that takes away from learning yourself and being free within yourself.
So you feel like social norms kind of like watered your life down a little bit, a lot of it?
Because society teaches you to do X, Y, and Z. Society teaches you to go to college for 4 years and you come out in debt and that's supposed to be the white picket fence. Then you get married and then you had a kid. Well, who told us that? We get all of our examples from the TV and the news and the TV shows and you don't learn who you are. You know,
this is true.
It is.
You gotta learn who you are before you can spread your love.
Do you remember? Look, you have to be secure within yourself before you can like even love someone else. You cannot be insecure. You cannot be out here just frazzled, dazzled, mentally unstable. You have to be together because you cannot not love yourself and try to love someone else.
That's right.
Like, yes, because it's going to. I've been that person. It's awkward. It's I don't know what to have. Like when you don't have self love and have somebody that completely, well, you think love you, and then have somebody that loves you. You don't know the difference.
That's right.
You have to love you first before you could ever be like, yeah, that's love. You don't know it if you don't love you. I know I love me some chocolate, honey. You not gonna go over there and no vanilla because you know you like chocolate. So it's like you got to know what you love. You got to know who you are. Because if you don't, you will go through life as a broken individual and you will be putting your pieces back up and like, okay, well, I done gave a piece to him and him or her or whoever. And you're trying to put yourself back together because you just spread yourself so thin. And I think you said a partner not having a dad there. Was he gone? Like, what part of your life was he not active?
The first instance was from about 2 to about maybe 8-ish or so, and then it was again from that point on until about 22. He was released from prison when I was 22 years old. I happened to be pregnant with her when he came out of jail.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it is very difficult to then build those relationships. I mean, we have, but you think about all those years where it's just, you know, he's not there. You know, I had a stepfather, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? So those things affect you, and, you know, you miss out on life lessons such as choosing the right man to be with, or young man at the time. You know, I was young. And then you don't know how to value yourself. I didn't have anybody telling me how beautiful I was, or, you know, that's supposed to come from your dad.
Right.
Exactly. And it's not to say that, you know, I know he wishes that he was there, but those are those choices. Everybody have choices, and you made good choices.
Your
choices
come back to you, whether they're good or bad.
Even if you're doing it for your family, bro, you really have to think, like, there are consequences to actions. Mm-hmm. So are you willing to do what you're about to do and go to jail and lose your family?
Yeah.
Or would you rather keep your family and keep hustling or doing whatever you got to do the right way to, you know, get where you need to be? I know it's hard out here, especially for Black men. It's really hard, but it comes a point in time where, you know,
I can't take this late at night. Can't do it because gotta be at the crib to take the kids to school in the morning. Because
even like when you're talking about the whole like loving yourself and everything like that, like when I was younger, like I thought I came into loving myself a little later than most people did. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm 27 and I love myself, like it's like weird seeing other people like saying like I don't love myself. I'm like, oh well, I actually started loving myself at a younger age than most people did. You know, a lot of people are out here unhappy, ready to off themselves. It's scary.
And you do not need enough. It's okay that he left. It's okay that he took the dog and all the dishes too. It's okay. As long as you got you. Because I think that's what we get so caught up in, like, well, this person's gone. Even if it comes to like a family member or losing, like I lost the closest people to me last year, uncles and my grandpa. But it's like, I'm still here. We have to live forward. We have to know that the within is the source and connect to that daily because we have a purpose. And when we get sidetracked on that, like you said, we feel awkward. We feel at unease. And we're just like, well, it's time for me to just tap out. No. Oh, speaking of, remember when the lady used the theory of the spider?
Yeah, the spider.
That was really enlightening.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember. I'm probably chopping it up a little bit. But I remember just a little piece of it. She was like a spider. You know how like when they build their web, we go and knock it down, like from us being humans. We're like, oh, we don't want this mess in our house. The spider like, okay, whatever. You didn't kill me. You just knocked down my home. But I'm going to rebuild this.
Right.
And it's going to be bigger. And it's going to be wider. Now you're going to have to take two brooms to knock it down next time. The moral of the story is the spider doesn't kill themselves. The spider make you work harder. They show you that they leveling up. That's what you have to do when any time you feel like you're losing. Show yourself that you can do whatever you choose to do. Because like she said, if you can write it down on the paper and manifest it, it comes to fruition for you. Why not ride that wave? Because you created it. We create. What did we say?
We're made to create. That's the slow burn circuit.
Right. We're made to create.
Made to create.
That's right.
Yeah.
So as long as you remember that, even if you're going through the hardest time right now, you're like, you know what? I got a new idea. Because it comes that easy for you. Literally. Like, if you don't remember, like, I know most of us as kids are probably like, you know what? I'm going to try to break this and put it back together. Or maybe I feel.
Look, me and my brother, Trent, we would always do that. He would do it way more than I did. He loved breaking shit.
Why was that something to do for us, right?
I don't know. It was just intriguing minds. We like to fix things.
Naturally creative people. Yeah. So it's like, don't ever feel like you're trapped in the corner. There's enough. You can get another way out.
Right.
That's just how I look at life now. Like, oh, you did that? You put a blocker? Well, there's a space over there and I'm going to try. Because people have been throwing blocks all year, and we just in what, April? A May almost? But it's okay.
Y'all wanna know how many blocks? But yeah, a lot of people are out here, like, I don't know what the energy is within the world right now. I don't know if it's COVID. don't know what it is, but people are out here really being crazy with their energy. Like, it's a lot of negative energy.
It's demonic.
It's definitely demonic. That is the word.
When you see, like I said, and Prince talked about it on Tavis Smiley's show years back, and he talked about the chemtrails, and he said, you know, you'll find that you're arguing with your family members, and you have no idea why. When you have that dark energy, it's almost like they're putting something in the air to make you fight and argue and want to go kill yourself. And then they got these 5G towers around here. You don't know what frequency they're putting against the love frequency. The earth vibrates at a frequency. I believe it is 32 hertz. So they're constantly putting all this stuff out there to go against that love energy. So you got to be careful. Even when y'all were talking about relationships and wanting to off yourself when the relationship is over, you got to be careful who you feed your spirit to. It is an exchange of energy. Again, like he said, in relationships, that energy is exchanged. So if
that's
you got
still the energy,
it is
energy exchange for currency.
It's still the same thing. So all of it is all encompassing. It's all inclusive. It's all the same thing. You know. Just got to be careful who you surround yourself with and what kind of energy they're giving out and what you're taking in. Period.
Period. For real.
All right. Well, that was the show.
Oh, yay!
We are done with the first episode.
First episode of season two, guys.
Of the Slow Burn.
So excited about that amazing show.
This
was great.
Like,
thank you for coming.
You're very alive.
Yes.
So, the energy.
It's energy for me.
Like, she's in
my soul. Like, literally.
It's the angel for me.
Right. And it's a real name for me. Like,
the government.
You silly.
But thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Slow Burn Radio. Join our Facebook group, The Slow Burn. And we will keep you guys updated on things we have coming in store for the future.
Stay tuned. Much in store. Thank you guys for rocking out.
Peace.
Hey.
Nice.